Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as was a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to kick this off real quick. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Period. Romans 12:21. Proceeds. Romans 13. Hello. Let's put it in context. Enough said. Enough said. Friends, so here it is. I have a friend online who has shared with me not once but twice. I just called my health department again, and they know nothing about the door-to-door that Joe Biden is talking about. Okay? Not once but twice. I just called my health department again, and they know nothing about the door-to-door. Do you understand that they're trying to test public opinion by driving the narrative on the public to create an opinion which would parrot their narrative? And the reason I say that, friends, is because there's a lot of things that are said out there. And yes, I heard it from Jen Psaki. Yes, I heard it from Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Yeah, I heard it directly from his mouth. But it's interesting, I have people letting me know that they're actually contacting their local or state departments in their particular states throughout our union, and they're saying that we have no idea what you're talking about. Okay? Now, with that said, I also just received this, and I want you to hear it. And, of course, you're not going to understand it, because it is the French president who just recently said, from August 1st to 2021, you know what? I want you to hear him say it, and then I'll come behind it and piggyback it. Here, check this out, friends.
Nous aurons la même démarche. Reconnaître le civisme.
We are broadcasting into 53 countries.
Les non-vaccinés.
So, France, you understand what he's saying.
Dès cette semaine, les contrôles aux frontières.
Please confirm. 1-866-582-9933. Bradley, what does this have to do with anything? Well, it's out there now on social media platforms. Is it true? Well, if what he is saying is what is posted on this meme, then it's true. As of August 1st, 2021, people will not be able to purchase food at supermarkets unless they are vaccinated, as they call it. Okay, I'm not making this up. Tim Brown, morning show host, just sent me, while I'm even conveying this to you, that documents for India County door-to-door are verifiable. Okay? They are verifiable. So it's interesting that we get some people in the United States that are taking the time to cross-check the things that are being told to us concerning the Department of Health and door-to-doors, and they say that they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, Tim Brown just sent me over the information stating that it is verifiable. And again, I heard it from Jen Psaki, okay? Mark Zuckerberg's, you know, the CEO for Facebook, or at least that's who we're told is the CEO. You know, I'm sure he's got his handlers under the CIA. His twin sister, Jen Psaki, you get the point. But here we again have the French president talking about what's going to take place as of August 1st, 2021. And to keep in mind, friends, as to where this is coming from, this is, in fact, friends, coming from the said representatives on a global basis. And it's interesting how this is all rolling out. It really is. And why am I saying that? Because I just got a new VAERS report just this morning. And here it is, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. But the new VAERS data as of July 2nd, 2021, there have been 9,571 deaths, okay, because of Pfizer, Moderna, the J&J shot, right, the kill shot, and other AstraZeneca shots available out there, which are, in fact, as Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny told us, are not vaccinations. They are experimental injections is what they are. But how is it that we have people talking about going door-to-door, contact tracers, talking about giving people shots, giving them all the information they need? We've already got the information we need, and we've rejected it in the masses in this country. Okay? But why is it that the French president is now talking about the fact that as of August 1st, 2021, no one's going to be able to go to the food market and get their groceries unless they've been vaccinated? Put that up against the VAERS data as of July 2nd, 2021, 9,571 people dead because of these experimental shots. And you haven't heard a peep of these VAERS reports from the mainstream media, friends, who are attempting to give cover, as I've always said, to those that are conspiring against you, Jeremiah 11:9. We also have 480,700 adverse side effects concerning these alleged, well, again, as they call them, the vaccinations, friends, but yet they want to go door-to-door to make sure everybody got their vaccinations. No thank you. No, thank you. But isn't it interesting? Facts are stubborn things, aren't they? And see, these facts are what the American people have received. These facts are what they've received on a global basis. And what they want to do again is they want to ride over in foreign countries like that of France, Germany, Romania, Belgium, Australia, the UK, and the list goes on and on of the literal millions of people that are standing up in defiance to these tyrants. They're riding roughshod right over the top of the voice of the people, and they're trying to set the narrative that unless you do what we say, you will not eat. Boy, oh boy, I thought this was about our safety. I thought this was about for our good. And now they're talking about taking their means of nourishing their bodies away from them unless they do what their said representatives, not leaders, tell them that they must do. Boy, that's crazy. Again, friends, do you remember when we highlighted the fact that these people actually act as if our rights come from them? No, this is why you better stand up and do the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the social media platforms on the right, or give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Also, check out BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides,
It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I said during the last segment, during the end of the last segment, go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. Join us on Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Click the button. Go to the Rumble page and subscribe to that as well. Get a live feed from Rumble. Also, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Let me get back over to what I was just highlighting, friends, because this is craziness. Folks, we have the president from France now telling the people of that prospective country, if in fact this is what he is saying, I'm not French, okay? But this is what the meme is on the top. As of August 1st, 2021, the people in France, unless they're vaccinated, will not be able to buy or sell. Anybody familiar with William Pitt the Younger and what he had to say about all that? He said necessity for the vaccination, say they, is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. It's always emergency, 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 emergency. Is it not, friends? Oh, yes, it is. Is that what we're being sold by the government every single day of the week to push through this and to push through that? Oh, my goodness, friends. When are the American people going to wake up? It tells us in Revelation 13:17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or he that does what he's told to do, or the name of the beast which is inside of it. Just ask Bill and Melinda Gates, who patented the name for their vaccinations, as they call them, Luciferis. If you want to cross-check everything I'm telling you, I encourage you to do it. Go on, Google Luciferis, and you will see what pulls up the patent number 2, what it is that Bill and Melinda Gates recently purchased for their new vaccinations, as they call them. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. In other words, do what you're told or else this is what's going to happen. Trying to sell back you your rights that God himself gave to you. And if you're not willing to stand up and fight for them, friends, 1 Timothy 6:12, you can rest assured you're going to lose them all. And that's what's going to happen here, friends. I want to move on to the next topic really quick before we get to the main topic, and it is a message to the bad guys. What happens when Americans figure out that you are not doing your job? Well, let me go to the next point that I want to make before we get to the main topic, and here it is. As I suspected concerning what's going on there in Michigan under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They call her Witchmer. They call her Jezebel in that state, and rightfully so. That woman is set, I'm sorry, that devil, John 8:44, that devil is set on destroying and pulling down the laws in hopes of reconstructing it in her own devilish image. And the reason I say that is because, do you remember some time back when this whole pandemic began and the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan stood up and told her that she does, told her and the people in her state, mind you, that she does not have the constitutional authority to implement shutdowns, and the list goes on, and you must wear masks, you better do what you're told or else. Well, do you remember that the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan came in not once, but they came in twice? And they told her. They came in twice, Judges 2:12, to educate the people as to what's going on with their governor. They educated them as to what the law stated, and telling them and educating them that what the governor is doing in your state is completely illegal, which applies to our main topic today. But what's interesting is the second time they did it, it was on a Friday. And it was good news to the people in Michigan, and of course she had to come in and do her best to defy that good news. And before you knew it, the good guys, the FBI, had a bunch of guys rounded up, not no longer allowing the public to beat up on Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but now she went from the tyrant to the victim just over the duration of the weekend. I kid you negative. Do you remember at the end of the weekend, friends, there was a plot that was exposed by the FBI to kidnap Governor Whitmer, and I told everybody to just hold on to this one because the facts are going to come out. Hey, folks, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Why? Because the Lord promised that he would bring all things to the light, and it's exactly what he's doing here. On July 13th, this was reported by the Beltway Report. In October 2020, the Department of Justice, as they call themselves, announced that it had charged six men involved in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Five of the defendants have pleaded not guilty and have been held without bail since their arrest, just like as to what's being played out in that of Washington, D.C., friends. According to a federal court filing made by one of the defendants on Monday, 9 months later, speedy trial? Is that a thing of the past? Apparently it is, but it's interesting how when they want their guys, their bad guys, they just get them right away, isn't it, friends? But it was revealed that the FBI had employed at least 12 undercover informants to infiltrate militia groups in the involved alleged kidnapping conspiracy, fueling concerns among observers that the plot, listen carefully, that the plot may have been the result of entrapment by the FBI. How many times, Americans, does this need to come to the light before you finally figure out who it is that is creating domestic insurrection? Hey, folks, they had those six guys rounded up just in time, didn't they, friends? They knew that right after the Supreme Court came up in the state and basically pulled the rug from Witchmer there in the state of Michigan, that they had to do something to defend one of their own. Folks, it's all temporary, rest assured. But the fact of the matter is the Lord, in his mercy, once again did bring it to the light for the people, not only in the state of Michigan, but for the state's union across the United States. states, all 50, that, folks, we need to pay attention as to what comes out at the end rather than just what the mainstream media puts it up to be. Because what the mainstream media puts it up to be, friends, we have proven over and over and over again, it is a false narrative. And I want to tell you what's going on in Michigan, what's going on in Washington, D.C. Keep in mind, in Washington, D.C., there are people that are still incarcerated right now for the crimes of the government. Okay? They're patsies is what they are. We know, friends, as a fact, they were paid provocateurs that were sent in to create domestic insurrection. Let me take it back in history and bring it up to the present. Adolf Hitler used to use his brown shirts to go in and create domestic insurrection, right? And then what he would do publicly is he would play the problem solver. History teaches us he was the one responsible for sending in the troublemakers in the first place. It's exactly what's going on in Washington, D.C. It's exactly what's going on in Michigan. And we better wake up to what's going on here, friends, because one day it just might be you. And that's not going to fare very well, isn't it? What, can I just slow my roll for a moment and ask the question, friends? What happened to looking out for the other guy? What happened to love? What happened to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? What happened to all of that? Everybody's just looking out for themselves. Well, Scripture's clear that the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. I'll tell you what, those that are allowing this to go on to innocent people in this country, you are a worker of lawlessness. You don't have love. You don't have a care for your brother. You're listening to those that you denounce day after day as a bunch of liars, namely the mainstream media. The American people need to rise to the level of expectation and begin to deal with the bad guys and helping the good guys get out for the crimes that they're falsely charged with. How many times does this need to happen before Americans figure out what's going on? You need to understand, Americans, that this is all aimed at you. These individuals in Michigan and in D.C. are set forth as the examples to anybody else that dares up and calls for justice in the face of their transgressions against we the people. And if you can't hear that, I can't help you. I don't know anybody at this point that can help you if that's the case. Let me go to the next point. Ah, folks, look at this. Poor George. George Floyd mural in North Toledo reduced to rubble after being struck by lightning. Whoa! Yep, the Lord will always get the last word in. Putting up an individual that is known for Grand Theft Auto, drug dealing, abuse, being arrested 23 times, and the world wants to put him up as someone that needs to be praised by the useful idiots on the globe. And are there those that are out there? Yes, but we're not them.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals. Powell said while testifying before a House, inflation will likely remain high in the coming months before moderating. However, Powell said there's currently strong economic growth driven by coronavirus vaccinations. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is suing the Biden administration to restart border wall construction.
The Constitution says that the president and an executive or agency cannot ignore the will of the people as appropriated through Congress.
He says Congress allocated more than $5 billion to construct fencing and walls around the southern border. Bush joining Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who announced Monday that he's seeking an injunction against Biden's efforts to stop border wall construction. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court is making a ruling regarding young adults buying handguns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
Officials say the winter storm that hit Texas in February claimed the lives of 210 people. The Department of State Health Services adding 59 to the official death toll in yesterday's update. Most of the statewide deaths were caused by hypothermia, but others resulted from traffic accidents on icy roads, fires, and other causes. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get right over to this in just a moment concerning the topic. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting that they want to deny people food unless they take the sucker shot. You know, since it says in the Bible that the end times, Jesus said even he didn't know when they were, only God.
Matthew 24:36, yes.
Yeah. So if Bill Gates, I'm sure he'd love to be the Antichrist. I mean, but that doesn't mean God's going to let him do it.
So that's right.
If a bunch of us all of a sudden start running around saying, oh no, it's him, we'll end up giving him a lot of power and letting him do a lot of damage. When he probably isn't even the Antichrist, you know. It's you get suckered by it.
Well, I think you get suckered by it if you keep your eyes fixed off of Christ. The Bible says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. We're supposed to be of singleness of eye. We're supposed to keep our eyes single, not double. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways in the book of James chapter 1. And the problem that they're going to have is not everybody's going along with it. As a matter of fact, what they're finding is a majority of the people are not going with it. That's why they're coming in with their totalitarian force compliance methods, trying to scare people into submission to their will and those that they work for. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about that in just a moment. Steve, I also wanted to say this, too. Tim Brown just recently sent to me during the break that the FBI is now telling Americans to report family members and peers for extremists' activities. Can somebody call the FBI and go ahead and give them my phone number, please? Because I can tell them exactly where the extremists are. And I want to tell you who they are right now. Bill Gates Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Mike Spence, Ted Cruz, every governor in this state that has gone along with this narrative, every mayor in this country, I'm sorry, and governors in this country that have gone along with this narrative, someone needs to call the FBI and tell them right now who the extremists are, because they have demonstrated over and over again their willingness to go ahead and transgress American law. The American people did not delegate authority to them to go ahead and tear down the law. They are there with their hand in the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the law, not tear them down. So we need to put this into perspective and set the narrative on this, that we already know who the extremists are, and they must be lawfully dealt with, no question about it. Just thought I'd add that to your narrative, Steve.
Well, and also, they can't even get their own army to agree with them. My friend, he's deployed with his army unit, and they were getting scolded because they were told that they had the lowest vaccine numbers of any unit around, and his entire unit started cheering. And so they ought to think twice if they're going to go and force the entire unit to do something they don't want to do.
Well, you can rest assured, Steve, it's not going to be them doing it. It's going to be someone that's saying, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're not just doing your job. Thank you for the phone call, Steve. I got to get to the hot topic here. A letter to the bad guys in American government, which has everything in the world to do with what we were just talking about with Steve. What happens when the people figure out that you are not just doing your job? Now, I want to say this because I need to go back in time again. We all understand that prevention is better than cure. The American people haven't learned that yet. The American people have taken on the narrative to parrot the mainstream media and continuously blowing up the problem rather than the law against those that are committing the crimes, right? We see it all day long. And, folks, we're being inundated with this continual warfare that the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, said that no country can endure. This continual warfare is aimed at breaking you down. But the bottom line is, friends, either you're going to succumb to that, or you're going to succumb to the will of God in keeping his commandments and dealing with these people lawfully to establish justice, that you might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Amos 5:15. If we don't want to do that, we don't want to do the latter, well, then guess what? We're going to end up suffering the abuses of more criminals that call themselves the good guys in government. Now, when I think of the Nuremberg trials, for example, I think of all the people that attempted to stand behind the likes of an Adolf Hitler when questioned for the crimes committed against the people. Folks, that's what they said over and over and over again. And by the way, the whole court proceedings started off with Harry Truman, the president of the United States during that time, when he said to all the world during the Nuremberg trials, the very offset of the trials, that the laws of God and the laws of man had been broken here. And with that said, regardless of what the facts are, these criminals still wanted to do their best in excusing themselves by blaming Adolf Hitler for the crimes that they themselves committed. Okay? This falls to what's going on in America today. I also think of the fact that Adolf Hitler, listen carefully, never pulled the trigger. Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger. And isn't it interesting how when you learn, if you see anything about the history of Germany, it's detailed very little. They don't want to give you too much information because that history is being repeated here in America today. But what's interesting to note is everybody always talks about the dictators as to how bad they were. Who allowed the dictators to do what they did? Who did it for the dictators? We want to look at Adolf Hitler as being that bad, bad man. But the fact of the matter is, and though he was a tyrant, and yes, he is in hell where he belongs, the fact of the matter is, he's the one that told them to do what he intended. And guess what? They did it. And they had the audacity to sit back and say that they were just doing their job. You know, it's also interesting to note that Adolf Hitler, not only did he never pull the trigger, it was those that did his biddings that pulled the trigger, as I just stated, in killing off his political opposition. You know how all this stops? Send the politicians. Did you hear what I said? You know how all this stops? Send the politicians. Don't sit there and tell everybody about how you're doing your job when you're tearing down the same Constitution that you see your favorite politicians tearing down. You put your hand on a Bible just like everybody else did and swore to God and man that you would uphold the enumerated laws. But what are you doing? You're tearing them down. And in tearing them down, you have the audacity to sit there and tell the rest of us that you're just doing your job. It's like when you go through the TSA, right? Hey, folks, I remember in the whole, after September 11th, I remember when we were in Washington, D.C., and I looked at a bunch of people when I walked through, and I looked at them and I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Out of all the people that I told them that you ought to be ashamed of yourself for violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, only one guy said, he put his head down in shame, and he said, I'm done here. I kid you negative. I'm done here. They're violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The TSA is not constitutionally warranted. Airlines do not have to have them. They have not thwarted one terror attack. And put that up against what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who's attacked you more than corruption in Washington, D.C. and on the state levels? Than your said representatives. Nobody has. Nobody has. Okay? But you know what they'll say? Well, we're just doing our job. No, you're not. You're working for the bad guy. You're adding strength to the bad guy. Don't sit there and tell me about how you're just doing your job and you have a family to feed. I can give you another example. Doing high school assemblies across the country. And the principal looking at me and saying, whatever comes from the top goes to the bottom. The science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Just doing my job. No, you're not just doing your job. I just did the Constitution Party in Wisconsin this last Saturday. And one guy came up to me, and he was a teacher, as well as a church the following day. And he told me about how he was a teacher, and he's supposed to shut his mouth, this, that, and the other thing. And I told him I know attorneys that will teach them otherwise. But he wants to try to convince me because he's deceived himself into believing that he's really just doing his job. No, he's not just doing his job. Hey, folks, fact of the matter is if there's any misinformation in your textbooks, in your public schools, do you know that the state has a certain amount of time to correct it? And if not, they are charged thousands of dollars every day until they're corrected. See, nobody loves the kids enough to actually get in there and enforce the law against the NEA. This teacher didn't. He wanted me to go right along with his deceptive narrative. He wanted me to go ahead and act like I was as blind as he was. No. And in many cases, friends, willfully blind. They want to convince everyone, well, you know, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Well, just think, if you didn't just do what you were supposed to do, and all those other good teachers in the school systems didn't just go along and deceive themselves and say they were just doing their job, they would have never gotten a foothold in the first place. The same thing with the TSA. But that started with the government, and that's laid at the foot of the church. It's their responsibility. It's their responsibility. I can give you 100 different examples of what I'm talking about right now. When people say they're just doing their job, they are not if they are violating the oath that they took. Deuteronomy 23:23. They are not just doing their job. They're just as bad as the tyrant they're listening to, if not even worse. I got some questions I need to lay to everybody. I need to think for some people because people don't want to think to their own demise. But I'm going to lay some candor to those good people, right, as they call themselves. Let's go to American governments and let's ask them the question, what happens when the people figure out that you are not doing your job? Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, my goodness. This is craziness, friends. I just got this, and I'll give you the headline in part, but someone just sent this to me. The UNS review is what it's called. FBI Domestic Terrorism Unit is composed of reckless predators, sexually, who keep, I'm not going to go there, in their office, toys, friends, toys in their office, and show up to work drunk, explosive new lawsuit alleges. We do know that there's something called Operation Pacifier, where the FBI are the responsible party of taking child pornography and pinning it to their political opposition's computers. Again, we see everything in operation that we've seen 80 years ago in Germany. This is nothing new in America. How many political prisoners are in jail right now, or they've been killed off? Ask Mr. McAfee, right? The latest one. And, so here we are. I need to finish this, but it's a little bothersome when I think of some of these people that act as if they're just doing their job. You know, and I'm talking about adults here. That's what's terrible about all of this. These are adults that are in these agencies that have never grown up in their heads. And let me go to the other side of that. Well, some people say, well, Brad, look at, they went to college for this many years, and they've got all these accolades and these accreditations. Yeah, but let me put a question to that. What good are they if they don't know how to tell the truth? What good are they if they're actually working for the bad guys and they're trying to tell you that they're actually doing their job like we're seeing today? I don't care if it's the FBI, the CIA, federal governments, state governments. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about corruption within our government. I'm talking about corruption within our governments and agencies. Okay? And then let's go to those that call themselves the good guys, but they're doing the deeds of the bad guys because they don't want to actually stand up against the bad guys that's giving them orders because they say that they're afraid that they're going to lose their job. That's absolutely ridiculous. Again, as I was saying earlier, friends, just imagine, and if this is a new thought, then let it be so. Just imagine them 80 million people in Germany standing up against Adolf Hitler. It had been over just like that. But they didn't do it. They wanted to dare the justice of God. Their boys were sent off to fight off Adolf Hitler's political opposition in other countries because he wanted to dominate the world. At the end of the day, what shows you they were following him, which is idolatry, it's the oldest sin in the book. At the end of the day, Germany's completely destroyed. Then they write books about how this will never repeat itself in our country, and yet we see a Merkel, the prime minister in that country, slapping the German flag and saying Germany belongs to the Muslims. Link that back to Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition as well, along with the Germans that believed his propaganda. You think that's far-fetched? You might want to do your history lessons on a daily basis to understand just a little bit as to what's going on, because you're going to see a lot of similarities, friends, a lot of them. Let's get back to this, because I want to lay some candor to those people that are saying that they're just doing their job. The question that I have for all of those in American government today, if when putting your hand, again, on that Bible and swearing both to God and man to uphold the U.S. Constitution, to whom are you to serve? Who are you to serve? Who are you swearing to serve? God and your brothers by upholding the law, right? Well, I can safely answer that once again, that you're to uphold God's moral law, Exodus 20, in serving the people, 1 John 5:2. Cross-check my scripture references, friends. Furthermore, and I conclude, if you are in fact doing your job, as you may say, by adhering to man's commandments and making God's commandments void by lying, stealing, and even killing, because that's where this is going to go sooner or later, John 10:10, by the way, why do you suppose that they, what do you suppose, and I'm talking to the guys that say that they're just doing their job, all the while knowing that they're not, right? Because they're told they better shut their mouth and do their job, because if they don't, they're going to lose their job. Well, that should have told you right there as to what was taking place. But here it is again. What do you suppose that they have in mind for you, those that say that you're just doing your job, what do you suppose that they have in mind for you when it comes to the end of their use for you? Because we understand from history that communists call them useful idiots, and when they have no longer any use for them, they're the first ones lined up to the wall and shot and killed. Because they already know that you can't be trusted, because if you're willing to sell out your people to your sworn enemies, you can't be trusted by us neither. You're good for nothing. The devil can't even use you anymore. And now it's appointed unto judgment. Now you're going to answer to your judge for what you left off in not doing your job. By the way, if you want to call in, we still have about 4 minutes left. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe, and also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well. What happens when the American people figure out that these people that say that they're just doing their job, like those that are following the edicts of this unconstitutional narrative concerning this plandemic? What happens? I got a question for you, federal government, and I'm talking to corruption. What happens, and now I'm speaking to governors and mayors that have fallen along with this narrative, what happens when the American people figure out what's going on? Well, you become really afraid, and then you begin to act in such a method that you are today. That's what's happening. What happens to those that say that you're just doing your job? What happens when the American people figure out that you're not doing your job? And put this all up against Numbers 32:23, because listen to me carefully. We're doing this to ourselves. Did you hear me? We're doing this to ourselves. I'm thinking of Abraham Lincoln real quick. And Abraham Lincoln is the one that said, regardless if, you know, it's funny, the fact checkers are questioning the credibility of that statement too. They only question the credibility, friends, of those things that expose them for who they are. But this is, in fact, lined up to Numbers 32:23. Okay? America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we fail and falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. No question about it. We are at every given step allowing this to happen. Okay? I asked the question, what happens when the American people figure out that you're not doing your job, to those that claim to be just doing their job and violating the very oath that you yourself swore to uphold concerning the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution? Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what happens. Judgment Day is moved up into fast-forward motion, where you will now meet your judge for transgressing his laws. Oh, and if the American people fail to do it, after the people are destroyed by the tyrants that they submit to, this is the history right here of mankind. When the people themselves refuse to obey God and keep his commandments and judgments, to keep and to do them, read Ezekiel 36. What will happen is God will begin to use the tyrants to judge the people in such a fashion, is found in Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. No doubt, we've seen this history how many times since the beginning of creation. This is the exact same cycle. After the people are judged, the country is destroyed, and those that were used to judge are destroyed by God then. We look pretty stupid. You know, as Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said, in so many words, if we don't get this right, we're going to go down as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. My appeal is to the 330 million people in this country that call yourselves the good people. Why is it that you have bad people in your country? And let me put it in a different way. Why is it that you allow bad people to do the things that they do in this country? Because good people don't allow bad to reign. But yet, what do we see? The mainstream media trying to show you that the bad guys are reigning. No, they're not. Hey, folks, I just want to say this last thing to those that say that they're just doing their job. Read Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, and Revelation 21, verse 8. Prevention is better than cure, Americans.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.